is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch
the greenbacks. I think, are we live? Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed? I'll tell you what, Dr. Sheely. I just was looking at our Facebook page, and we don't use Facebook the way most people do. We don't talk about, you know, what our puppy did on the living room floor, and show and show all our friends. I don't do that, but. What we do is we send out a message every day about what the broadcast is going to be about. That's it. Except today I got a really interesting response. And there's a gentleman whom I know, and he lives in the Carolinas. His name is Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson is a really good guy. And he's been taking this broadcast and posting it on YouTube every day. Along with Alex Jones and Michael Rivero. So those are the three broadcasters that he has selected to post on YouTube. Well, he got a message. He got a message. And the message is, let's see. I want to read it exactly. Oh, it says, from Ron Gibson, just got this message after trying to post the YouTube link to today's show. You're temporarily blocked. It looks like you were misusing this feature by going too fast. You've been blocked from using it. So I went to another site. Dr. Sheely, this is almost up there with having your obituary published in the Boston newspaper.
You know, in my opinion, today's social milieu is worse than it was for the past 50,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So either they didn't like the content of one of the broadcasts, which includes USA Prepares, or we're gaining traction and he's getting people that like him faster than they would like, or it's something like that. I have a feeling it has to do with content. And, you know, Mike Rivero, good guy. Alex Jones, good guy. And our broadcast, you know, talks about all kinds of things that are not typically discussed. And because of that, I think they did it, Alex or Mike Rivero or we, or all together, we did it. And so I think that's a nice award to get, to be blocked from YouTube. So the big guys are taking aim at us collectively, and they shut down Ron Gibson's channel for a couple days at least. And they've also shut USA Prepares down. So this would be twice for us that we got shut down.
I'm in good company. You know?
Yeah. So,
if,
you know,
if the establishment doesn't like us, that means we're right.
We're over the target. So I just wanted to share that with our class. So if you're trying to figure out how to get to us on YouTube, it might be difficult to get the current content, but that's okay. There's another place you can go. You can use the listen line, the telephone listen line, which is 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. It's up 24 hours a day. You can also go to Republic Broadcasting. They pick up this broadcast as well. It's one day delayed, and they've got a listen line over there at Republic Broadcasting, 605-562-5111. Then you type in the option number 4. Number 4, 605-562-5111, option 4. Those are two ways. You can go to gcnlive.com and listen to the archives there as well. Just go to USA Prepares. So anyway, that's the latest news about the media. And Dr. Shuley, we were going to do something today, and we're going to move it to next week, which is we had some technical difficulties on my end. It's all my fault. and we're going to do a scalar energy on-site description. So we're going to do that next week, next Wednesday.
Now, wait a minute, though. Yes. don't think you should ascribe fault to you when it's electronic equipment.
Well, okay. Yeah, but, you know, I've got the controls, and I've got the keyboard, and I've got the screwdriver, and if all else fails, I've got a 2-pound sledgehammer. I've got all that right here.
I know that, but you know my attitude towards modern electronic equipment, and I don't consider it human.
Yes, and if it can cause problems, it likes to do that in a large way. Yes, I agree with that. So we're going to do that next week. I'll be live from your location at your clinic. And will Dr. Sergey Sorin be with us at that time as well?
Unfortunately, let me see. Next Wednesday, I think he's out of town. I'll let you know in a minute, but I'm pretty sure. Yes. No, he is here. No, he is here. He's leaving on Thursday. So he will be with us.
Wonderful. And, you know, Dr. Shuley, one thing that maybe we should just share a few minutes with our class about, and that is the stress that a doctor is under. You know, when you and I had dinner with, when you invited me to dinner with Dr. Sergey Sorin, his wife, Ed from Florida, and Mrs. Finelli, we were talking, and I asked the question about, you know, what is it really like as an ER doctor, emergency room doctor? And you know, I don't know if this is common knowledge, but ER doctors lose patients, and they may lose one a day. They may lose on the average of more than one a day, one per shift. That has got to be pretty stressful, because there's the fight to keep that person alive. Then there's the final moments when you're losing that patient. Then there's the moment when you do lose that patient. Then there's the seconds after that when it sinks in that all that you did not keep that person alive despite your best efforts. And then there's, we're going to have to tell a family, and they're right outside that door.
Well, you know, you really do. And everywhere, of course, the emergency room is a place where it's sort of a daily event. But no matter where you are in practice of medicine, the entire situation is open to needing detachment. You can't allow yourself to get into details, attachments. It does require a lot of detachment, and it happens even with chronic illness, you know, where, I mean, I saw a gentleman a couple of days ago, and I had nothing that I could offer him. I don't know anything in conventional or alternative medicine that really is helpful to someone with his particular problem. And I think it's the first time ever that I've seen someone that bad, for which I know nothing in conventional or alternative medicine. I don't want to give out the details because of confidentiality, but you know, I didn't charge him for coming in, because when I looked at him, I talked with him, and he said, "Hey, I don't have any ideas." I even tried 6 times to get him a referral to a dermatologist in this town, And I finally got a message from one office. We only take care of skin cancer. I mean, skin cancer is the only part of dermatology they do. It's a crazy system. The whole system sucks. I hope they totally revolutionize. I don't care to some extent what they do, but what we've got sucks.
What a sad comment. Dr. Shealy, what a sad commentary that you, as a medical doctor, you know, using your intervention to try to help this person resulted in we don't do that. I was talking with a friend a couple days ago, and I mentioned that we don't have the word no in our vocabulary in terms of if something has to be done, we don't say no. We say we're going to figure this out. We're going to do everything within our power to fix this problem, whatever it is. We just don't give up. We don't say no. Gosh, that is so sad that we have specialized to the point where we don't try new things. Is that it? We've specialized to the point where we're going to let someone suffer.
Well, you know, interestingly, this gentleman actually asked me if I would help him go. Yeah, I almost broke down, Vance. I can't do that. I mean, the idea, not only is it illegal, to me it's unethical. I just can't do it.
Wow. What a situation. And I have a feeling, Dr. Shealy, that just talking about this is opening some of our class's eyes. That this is a really tough situation for a doctor to be in, where you're absolutely helpless to intervene. And
yes.
Gosh, oh boy.
He actually just said, "Can you play a Dr. Kevorkian with me?" And I mean, that just broke me.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Shealy, you're the second senior instructor at USA Preparers that I've talked to in about 18 hours who has seen tears because of the dilemmas we're in. We'll be right back. Doug in Springfield, hold that line. You next. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Chile's with us. And if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And Doug in Springfield, you're on live with Dr. Norm Shealy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, you're on.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Doug, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Okay, are you there, doctor?
Great, I'm right here.
Give us. Okay. Well, here's a situation. About 9 months ago, I began to lose my sense of taste and smell. I still get it back a little bit periodically. Quite frankly, I went to acupuncture up in Kansas City, and then I went down to Branson to acupuncture there. Thought that may help. None of that did any good. Kansas City, she gave me some stuff to sniff up my nose. You may know who that is up there. And I have an aneurysm and atrial fibrillation. And I figure those things are going to crank up the blood pressure and everything else, so I stopped all that. Where can we go? Well, you know what the allergy problems are in this area,
right?
And
now there are several things. First of all, the medications that you're taking could even contribute to this. You know, whatever you were taking for atrial fibrillation. Number two, statistically speaking, you're very low in magnesium. Most people are, but anytime there's a auricular fibrillation, you're almost 100% certain to be low in magnesium. Obviously, from a comprehensive point of view, you need to have a vitamin B12 checked and a very careful neurologic exam. There are only a couple of intrinsic things that can happen in the body. One is B12 deficiency is a major contributor to something like that. The other is rare and most unusual and most unlikely, But if everything else is ruled out and magnesium replacement intravenously does not work, then you would need an MRI of the brain, because every once in a while, a little benign, warty growth, not cancer, but a little thing called meningioma can grow down in that area where it can damage the smell nerve. So I would start with a careful neurologic exam and then intravenous magnesium chloride.
Okay. Of course, I'm 85 years old.
So I'll be 84 on Sunday. No big deal.
Okay, well. They tell me that's a factor, too.
In healthy 85 to 90-year-olds, this is not a problem. But
okay.
You've already got, you said you've got an aneurysm. Where is the aneurysm?
Aortic.
Aortic aneurysm. Okay.
So I've had it for several years.
We know you may be deficient also in copper, because copper weakens arterial walls.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll check with the internist and see where we go from there then. But you recommend an MRI of the brain?
Not until you had at least a vitamin B12
okay.
or serum copper level, because those are ones that can be corrected so easily.
Okay.
Now, a blood magnesium level is the most useless test in the world. You have to do a little scraping, where you get a few cells off the underneath the tongue,
uh-huh.
and send it off to get your intracellular magnesium level.
Okay. Can you recommend somebody in Springfield, or would you prefer not to say?
Well, of course, they could recommend me.
Well, you're not working anymore.
Of course I am.
Where?
My clinic opened again in April when Dr. Sergei Sorin joined me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Call 861-5538. 861-5538.
Okay. All right. I will do that. I didn't know you were back.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay,
Doug, I have a quick question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
You're talking about the loss of taste and smell.
Correct.
What is that like when you lose that? What are the feelings that you have? Can you describe that to our listening audience, what it's like to lose the sense of smell?
First of all, I didn't realize until all of a sudden I thought, my gosh, I can't taste anything. And then I realized, well, I can't smell anything either. What's it feel like? Well, you feel you want to grasp or anything you can find, because you've got a nice piece of steak sitting in front of you, and I love steak. You can't taste it. It's frustrating as the devil. So then you start adding salt and everything else to try and do something, but nothing works.
Can you hold that thought? Can you stay with us for a couple more minutes?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back. And win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
You've got your
take.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds during the season.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Doug is calling in from Springfield, Missouri. And Doug lost his sense of taste and smell. And he mentioned to us that he started by adding salt. And I guess more salt. Doug, the question I'd like to ask to help our class understand this. So you've added spices, and did that have any effect?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it becomes frustrating. You try everything, and you think, well, maybe this will work. Of course, that's why I went to acupuncture as a last resort. But no, I couldn't find anything that enhanced any taste or smell.
Okay. Does this produce anxiety within you, being absent the sense of taste and smell?
I have to say, yeah, it really does. You know, you're not to the point that it or anything like that. But, yeah, it becomes frustrating, to put it that way.
And what I was thinking about is, like, when our dog eats, the first thing he does is he smells it. And I guess he's trying to determine if it's something he would like to eat, and maybe he's trying to determine whether it might have spoiled, and maybe, you know, it might make him sick. Do you rely on others to say, you know, I'd like to have that glass of milk, but I'm not, is this okay? You know, is this smell okay? Because that's what I do. I mean, before I have a glass of milk, I smell it.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't smell it. I don't do that. Now, I happen to be a veterinarian, a retired veterinarian, so I'm very much aware how dogs operate. Mm-hmm. But also, they'll eat things that are rotten. Because
yeah.
There's an odor that they get from decaying. It is butyric acid. Butyric acid to them smells like perfume, like rancid butter. That's butyric acid. So that's what dogs like. So, but to them, the smell, they're not smelling so much. I think they smell to see if it's appealing. And if it's rotten, mm-hmm. It doesn't make much difference if they like it.
Mm.
Me, when I go by odor, yes, I don't smell everything. Because, you know, I've been around long enough, you look at it, you know whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
And was this a gradual decline in your ability to taste and smell? Or did this come on?
I don't believe so. No. Just all of a sudden, I realized, my gosh, I can't taste or smell. But though it wasn't gradual.
Well, let me ask you one other question, and if you decide that you don't have to answer this on the air, but we do not have a veterinarian as an instructor at USA Prepares, and if you'd like to consider doing that, would you give your phone number to our engineer before you hang up?
Yeah, sure would.
You would?
Yeah, sure, I'm retired. Might as well do something. You've retired. You're back. So let's keep it going.
Okay,
and I'm just down the street from you, too. So there, that's it.
Really?
Australian buddies would say, good on you, mate.
Doug, I'm so glad you called to share with us your experience. And I look forward to chatting with you. So if you just give your telephone number to our engineer, I'll call you.
Okay, very good. And I'll give you a call down at the office there, too.
Hey, great. Okay, thanks so much.
Day. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Dr. Sheely, that was very interesting, the loss of taste and smell. And I think we take a lot for granted, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we take breathing for granted. You know, I mean, there's so many things that are automatic. And
that was... Yes.
You know, for most of us, you don't have to put your nose to the glass of milk to smell it. You can, you know, just having it there, you can smell from a distance.
Yes. And, you know, as he was describing this, as Doug was describing this, I was thinking about being behind an old truck, and this thing just stunk to high heavens. And I thought, wow. That truck does not have a catalytic converter, and you can really smell one of those vehicles without a catalytic converter from, you know, a great distance. And I mentioned to our son, I said, they were all like this. You know, back in the 60s, all vehicles were like this. And this is what it was horrible being in a traffic jam. And then, as Doug was saying this, he wouldn't know that. He would not know that that he was in an area that had a lot of pollution because he's lost that sense.
That's right.
So it's important. And I believe that's why we were given that sense, because it can help keep us out of danger.
Well, that is true. And it is called the most primitive of our senses. And it is the one that, you know, it has relationships to every aspect of life, including love, sexuality, ability to survive with getting the right food, et cetera, et cetera. It's an exquisitely important sense.
I just want to share with the class, I just received Doug's name, his telephone number, and I'm going to give him a call, you know, after the broadcast, and we'll see if we can have a veterinarian as a new instructor. I'm all excited about that. And Dr. Sheely, thank you so much for helping Doug.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yes. Dr. Shealy, I received an email from you talking about heart disease. And you mentioned this morning before the broadcast when you and I chatted to talk about what we're going to do with the study, the Scalar Energy study, moving that to next week. You mentioned coronary artery disease on the phone. And we talked about prevention. We talked about diagnosis. We talked about what you can do to treat it. Can we spend the greater part of this broadcast, this hour and next hour, discussing that?
You bet. After all, in a book that Carolyn Mason and I wrote back in 1988, I called it The Popular Way to Die. And it is still the number one cause of immediate death.
Okay.
And
so
it has been increasing ever since early 1900s when chlorination of water took place. Nobody talks about the fact that there is adequate evidence that chlorination of water increases the risk of heart disease. And then there's adequate information that fluoridation of water increases the risk of heart disease. And those are just two over which we have, you know, no primary control. The only way we can control it is not to drink fatty water.
Well, that's almost impossible, Dr. Shealy. And let me give you an example. So let's say you have a hamburger and you put ketchup on it. The likelihood that that ketchup was made using municipal water is pretty high likelihood. If you have pickles and the pickles are in some kind of a brine that you buy in a jar from the Chinese factory outlet or wherever you end up buying it from, there's a likelihood that that water has chlorine and fluoride in it, or at least had chlorine in it, but does have fluoride in it, right?
Well, that's my opinion of government in general. They poison us in everything they do. They poison us in chemtrails. They poison us by allowing 550,000 poisonous items to be released into the atmosphere every year. They poison us by having nuclear energy, which cannot be controlled. They poison us at every level of life. So the number one cause of death, ultimately, is the government.
I was reading a story last night about there's this iridescent sheen floating down the Potomac, heading toward Washington, D.C. And it's okay, because it's not a lot, and it won't harm the water supply, and everything's fine. Really? So there's this iridescent petrochemical sheen, and don't worry about it, because it's okay. And I guess they're talking about parts per million as part of it. So, you know, if there were more parts per million, then they'd be worried maybe a little bit. But I don't want any iridescent sheen in my water. I don't want any.
I don't want any sheen in my water.
Well, and I've been thinking about that as well. You know, we shower daily here at our house. We think it's our civic duty, and we use shampoo. And I'm thinking, I want to figure out how I can use less shampoo. That way, less shampoo will go into our septic system. Less plastic will go into the landfill. These bottles. I want to use less of everything that pollutes, that contaminates. It's really frustrating to get away from some of these chemicals. And I've gotten away from toothpaste for quite a while now. I've been using baking soda because, number one, I don't want to use the toothpaste in the tubes. And when I was a child, toothpaste came in lead tubes. Lead. Not plastic. Lead. So we were contaminating ourselves with lead by brushing our teeth, let alone the fluoride. Okay, coronary artery disease. So now we have to be concerned about fluoride and chlorine, and that's easy to fix because if you get a ProPure water filter, it will remove most of the chlorine and most of the fluoride. And you can get that at usapreparis.com and click on the shop tab, SHOP, and you can order them and we'll ship them out right away. And we're at the lowest price in the country. Because we sell them at the same price as everybody else, except we offer an instant rebate. And the reason we say it that way is we're not allowed to discount them. So we don't discount them. We just give you a rebate. Dr. Shealy, so we know that fluoride and chlorine cause coronary artery disease. How significant is that in the disease?
Well, the only way I can add it up is that there was almost no coronary artery disease prior to chlorination of water. In other words, within 10 years of the beginning of chlorination of water, the epidemic, if you will, of heart disease began. And then, of course, in the 1940s, when fluoride was added, it was already so bad that nobody really noticed the difference, but nobody's paid any attention to it. When I say nobody, almost nobody, just a few physicians have written about it, but it's extremely uncommon for anybody in the major medical profession to warn people about this. You should not drink city water. I don't think you should bathe in it, really.
That was my next question, because if you bathe in it or if you take a shower in it, which might even be worse, you're breathing in larger quantities because that water becomes atomized, if you will, coming out of that shower head.
Yep.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norman Shuley about coronary artery disease. Dr. Shuley, we mentioned fluoride in the water and chlorine. So when a person takes a shower, and you mentioned a bath, is there a significant risk of getting coronary artery disease by the chlorine in the air that is...
And probably cancer as well, because we've known at least for 60 years that chlorinated water turns certain things in the water system into carcinogenic agents. It's a really difficult problem, because chlorine, of course, does prevent infectious diseases that would be carried in the water. I don't know unequivocally whether it could be done with ultraviolet, for instance, for a city supply. I don't think it'd be strong enough. But the evidence that certain items that naturally get into water from nature and otherwise can become carcinogenic when they're exposed to chlorine, I first read about it back in the mid-60s.
Well, can't chlorine kill every living thing on Earth? I mean,
of course. I call it, it was the first weapon of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Chlorine gas.
My grandfather was gassed in World War I.
Exactly. So it's been around, they started using it about almost around the same time as chlorinating water.
Okay, so what is your recommendation regarding chlorinated city water?
If you live in a city, get yourself a total house, apartment, whatever, dechlorinate it. There are ones that will take care of, not only your drinking water, but your bathing water.
Dr. Shuley, do you have information about living in a city and the incidence of coronary artery disease as a result of just
higher.
Life? Just life in the city.
Yes. I mean, death in the city. I mean, again, we've known this for decades, that people who live in a farm environment. Now, that was, of course, before Roundup and some of the current pesticides and herbicides. Mm-hmm. I think the difference in city versus farm living has significantly decreased, because because of all the poisons that have been added to farming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see some of our farmer friends suffering disease, and their health has really deteriorated, and they do dumb things. I mean, they will spray insecticides and herbicides without respirators. They'll put insecticide, mix it with diesel fuel, and they'll go out into their herd of cows because the cows get flies on their faces in the summer, and they'll just mix the diesel fuel and the insecticide and put it in a bug sprayer, if you will, or a fruit tree sprayer type sprayer, and go out there and spray the faces and the backs of the cows. And the idea is the diesel fuel will extend the amount of insecticide, so it goes farther, and it and they'll breathe that. There's no way that you can spray these animals and not breathe it. There's no way that the animals cannot breathe it. But that's what they do. I don't do that, but they do it. And I see I see these farmers, and they smell like diesel fuel. And I'll say, have you been working on your tractor? No, just take care of the flies. Gosh, how is it possible that anyone would think that you could spray something on insects and have it kill the insects almost instantly and have no effect on us? How is that possible that we could get to the point where we don't understand how that could affect us? I don't know. And then we eat that meat, right? And that's what you get in the supermarkets and the grocery store. Beef that has been sprayed with insecticides. And,
got it.
And the animals, yes, and the animals eat the grasses that are under the fences that have been sprayed with Roundup. They eat that. Dr. Shuley, when we come back, symptoms of coronary artery disease, treatment of coronary artery disease, and maybe some more prevention. Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. NormShuley.com. NormShuley.com. And that's where you can sign up for that free newsletter, the same one that I get multiple times per week. NormShuley.com. And that email address of yours is only used for you to get that newsletter. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.